Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Shetty in the background. You are my God, and we're sitting on 8 minutes just after two. You are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'll be saying goodbye to you at 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Germany Johan Els will be coming through with something else, and he'll say bye bye to you at 4 at four, and then Mamuko will take over with Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. I'm with you right here on Heart to Heart, and I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. We're talking about challenges, common challenges that are there in marriages and in relationships. And Muruti, I have a question from a family member, but let me take a moment here and greet Elias Mamba. Hello to you, sir, saying glory to Jesus. And we say amen and amen to that. Kintu Sebetiela, I don't know if I did greet you. Hello, thank you for being with us. Okay, this one comes from a family member who says, great discussion. I hope we can share the recording link so that we can share it with our families. Yes, the podcast will be ready tomorrow, and so you can share it with your family. Around this time should be like really ready, and so you can share it with your families and other friends as well. And then the question that the family member has is that the Bible states that the acceptable reason for divorce or separation is fornication. How then can one move out of relationships with continuous arguments and stressful relationships without committing a sin in God's eyes? Muruti, your response.
Yes. All right. The Bible does, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, make provision for separation.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if the environment that the couple exists in is you know, not healthy for the two of them, and it's actually doing a lot of damage and harm, you know, you can remove yourself from that situation through separation. And then while you are separated, not divorced, separated, you can then look into ways of addressing, you know, all of the issues that are involved within the marriage situation.
Mm.
Now, when you say, if the question is asking about how can one get divorced without the two reasons that are stated biblically, biblically speaking, that should not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Biblically speaking, you know, one should not divorce for those for any other reason except for those two reasons. So it should actually be a question of doing your best to work things out. This is why I'm also wanting to emphasize on the fact that we should not, you know, embrace a mentality that looks at divorce as a solution to marital problems.
This can be resolved.
Yeah. You know, things should be worked out. You should seek help, seek counseling, you know, do everything and take every step that is necessary to resolve that particular issue or whatever matters it might be that between the two people.
Looking as also at the separation and divorce, the Bible never says or calls them sin, right? Or at least sin. The Bible never calls them sin.
No, it doesn't.
So if one separates or divorce, it never says it's sin. It just says God hates divorce.
It just says God hates divorce.
But into the actuality of calling it sin?
Yeah. No, it doesn't call it sin, because remember, the Bible says that God permitted divorce because of the hardness of our heart. You know, so if it was sin, God would not have permitted it at all. So, you know, the fact that he did permit does show that the Bible doesn't call it sin.
Because otherwise, then, some who have divorced, it means they would be walking in sin, and they'd be sinners. Okay, but separation again, coming back to separation, the Bible talks about them separating and getting back together. So, meaning that they can separate but working to what's working to coming back to being together as spouses, or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. The idea with separation is to find ways to work things out.
Fixing myself.
Yeah, by yourself, without being in that environment that would actually prove to be very, very damaging for the two of you.
Mm.
Because as long as you are within the situation, it does at times become difficult to see things clearly.
Okay. So it depends where you are in that.
For example, I mean, if you're talking about a situation of physical abuse,
yes,
things of that nature, I mean, you do need to remove yourself from that situation.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, things could get worse.
Okay. And so if I'm thinking about continuous arguments and stressful relationships, but this one, when I'm reading this, I see it's about marriage. But is there a time, okay, I know that there are ups and downs in marriages, and so they are unavoidable, am I correct, sometimes, or most times, when it comes to arguments? And
yeah, well, given our nature as human beings, we do bring things to a point where they become unavoidable.
Mm.
So yes, to answer your question, yes. You know, there are those situations where the arguments are unavoidable.
Hmm.
And so in that situation, that's where, you know, help should be summoned.
You need a third person intervention in that
Absolutely.
Space. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Intervention. And I think most couples do not have mentors, Moruti. How important is it for couples to have mentors? Because sometimes there are couples that can turn a molehill into a mountain.
Yeah, look, it's very important to always have someone that you can talk to, someone who can offer you advice.
Mm.
Because the Bible says, in the presence of many counselors, there is safety.
Mm.
So you do need to be advised from time to time, because, you know, sometimes you just can't see things clearly.
Mm.
So it's very, very important to have a mentor, you know, who is somebody who is well-versed in the Word and who is grounded, you know, in the Word. Now, understand me, I'm not saying your mentor should be someone who is without fault or who is flawless. Mm. I'm saying...
And you're not grounded. Saying it should be a pastor.
I'm not saying it should be a pastor.
Either, yeah.
So don't look for someone who's perfect. I mean, you need to find someone who's grounded in the Word, regardless of the fact that they may have their
own...
Who
put the word first before anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about intimacy in marriages, okay?
Mm.
And I think there should be intimacy in relationships as well, in courtships, but I'm not talking about sexual intimacy. When it comes to those that are not married, there's still intimacy, right? Without,
yes.
But it's not sexual.
Yes.
Somebody might be saying, what? Okay, what kind of intimacy am I talking about here, Moruti? That should always be there between the two.
Mm. Right. You see, earlier on, when we started, I talked about two conditions. The first one I said disillusionment, which we discussed.
Uh-huh.
Now, the next one I said disenchantment.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the intimacy comes in. Because disenchantment is a condition where one no longer believes in the value of one's spouse, especially having learned of their problems and their mistakes and shortfalls.
Mm.
Now, that affects intimacy, because intimacy is a closeness. Intimacy is a growing together. Intimacy is knowing what encourages the other person, what puts them down, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. It's understanding their fears.
Mm.
It's understanding, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's a growing together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, emotionally, spiritually,
mm-hmm.
Growing together.
Mm-hmm.
So it ultimately culminates when you are in marriage in an absolutely great time in day.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that intimacy has to be there, that closeness.
And it starts in a relationship where emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you are intimate with each other.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So now it means that to be able to do that, you must understand that you've got, or let me put it this way. The one thing that enables you to do that is when you have faith in the value of the person that you are involved with, right?
So now, that faith that you have in that person that you have, or with whom you are with, would it allow you to even become romantic with them as a result?
When I'm actually thinking about the romantic part of it.
Okay, all right, go into it.
Yeah, because I don't want us to get confused.
Okay.
Here. Look, it is connected to romance.
But? Right?
No, not the, okay. the but.
Thank I'm you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, it's connected to romance, mm-hmm. and it, most of the time it ultimately leads to that.
Yes.
Okay. However, what we must be careful of is that most of the time when people get into that state, it's before they know the other person's mistake.
Intimately.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So once you discover that, this person has this problem.
This person is human.
This person is. Then,
they get angry when they're hungry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you start to lose your faith in the value of that person in your life.
Okay.
In other words, you no longer value them.
So, meaning that when it comes to intimacy, one should not even allow that if they really love this person, wherever that they would find some intimate information about this person, shouldn't allow them to devalue their spouse in their eyes. Okay.
No, absolutely. Because remember, God knows everything about us.
Yeah.
But he still does not.
That I even lied yesterday to get out of a corner.
Yes. You know, but he still values me. He still says, you are the apple of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so the Bible says, if you don't know God, then you don't, you know, you cannot love.
Mm.
So, you know, that intimacy has to come from that standpoint where we say, it's not based on what I know or what I don't know about.
Okay.
But it's based on my decision to value you.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Okay. Now, there's one point that I came across that is linked to intimacy that says others get bored when because it leads to romance, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
For those that are not married, when it gets to the marital bed and they say one would be bored, and they might leave. So what has happened there with intimacy? Does it mean that there were some things that when... What happened there? Okay, let me just ask that question.
Yeah.
If one would be bored by their own spouse...
It's not really being bored by your spouse.
What is the problem?
It's actually being bored by things that you feel you have just discovered.
You are disappearing on us, Muruti, slowly but surely.
Am I there?
Yeah, back. You're audible.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's more a question of losing interest because of things that you discover.
Okay.
It's not so much of losing.
Or something that has upset you with your spouse.
Yeah, it's not so much about being bored with your spouse.
Mm.
It's that when you are connected to your spouse or your partner, you did that on the basis of the fact that you were seeing things that were exciting you emotionally, exciting you mentally, exciting you whichever way. And now...
Getting closer.
Yeah. So now you begin to discover some of the things that begin to change the picture that you connected to. And then that's when you start to lose interest slowly.
Okay.
Because now it's like, but this is not the person that I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted the other person without this and that, without that problem. Without
Unfortunately,
that.
They come as a package.
They come as a package, you know.
Mm.
So then it's not so much of being bored in a person, but although we think of it that way, but it's not that.
It's a mind thing.
Yeah, it's a mind thing. I allow my mind to lose interest when I discover things that I might not necessarily feel too comfortable about.
Okay. All right.
And so I end up feeling I'm bored.
Okay, let's talk about the ones that are not married. Murita, I end up I'm bored. Mm. Okay. Let's talk about the unmarried. Okay.
Yeah.
That at the beginning there'd be flowers, there'd be chocolates, there'd be this and that. And then suddenly it dies down. Before they even get married, there's no more dating, no more spending time together. The other parties, what has happened there and how can they resolve that? Because there are some people who would even get married under such circumstances and they are not satisfied by what they have. And then it becomes a problem in marriage. So let's talk to the unmarried.
Yeah, you see, as an unmarried person, you need to look at the fact around the relationship that you are involving yourself in.
Okay.
When you get attracted to someone, it's very emotional and very affectionate.
Mm.
And so, you know, the word courtship means to woo someone's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, to woo a lady's attention, I will obviously do things that will make that lady, you know, take interest in me.
Mm.
But then once I feel that I have her, she's now here with me, I might, not have the same energy to do the things that I used to do. And once I lose a little bit of that energy, then the lady on the other side begins to also lose their connection because it was based on the things I used to do. So now we need to interrogate the whole thing and say, let me look at the fact here. What am I really getting myself into here? Do I understand what I'm getting myself
ask
into?
Yourself, look yourself in the mirror, like, what are you doing here?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you've got to ask some pertinent questions to the person that you are getting involved with.
Okay.
Be very factual. And ask those questions that are important.
Okay.
You know, that will help you to be able to come to a rational decision rather than an emotional one.
Okay.
Because an emotional one can easily get affected by when certain things stop happening or when other things start happening.
Okay. Murud, we're going to park it here. I know we haven't dealt with many of these challenges that are there that are common. We'll come back. I mean, there's communication that's also involved in that, conflict, substance abuse. There's so many. And I think I tried to be as diplomatic as I could when it came to this one. But we can get more deeper when we meet again. But thank you so much for today. For family members seeking to talking to you directly, how do they do that?
They can call me, SMS me, or WhatsApp me on 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. My email address is Gladwell Zabani, and on Facebook, they can just search for Gladwell Zabani.
All right. Thank you so much, Murud. We'll be talking to you again soon. So interesting.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Bye-bye, sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We have to let Muruti go. I know that family was enjoying. I see Obud wrote, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8, and that is the King James Version. And I see, unfortunately, family, I'm unable to can continue further for today. We're just going to pack it here. We'll come back again and discuss the other ones that are left behind. May the Lord help you in your relationships. I'm calling on all the grade 12s who are doing accounting, because we are just going to do accounting paper 1 just now with teacher Mampana. Is it Miss ZJ M. Mampana? So we will be doing that with her in a short while.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
This is a public service announcement out of concern for your safety. And we at Radio Pulpit would like to remind you to follow the safety guidelines as indicated by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases and the Department of Health to keep COVID-19 under control in our communities. If you or a loved one presents with symptoms, or if you believe you were in contact with an infected person, call the emergency hotline 0800-029-999 for assistance. It is everybody's responsibility to practice the advised hygiene and cleanliness guideline as set out by the government. For more, visit www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.